And the Pope's visit is calling attention to Catholic education. Worldwide, there are nearly 60 million students in Catholic schools, but those numbers have been falling in the United States. Kavitha Cordoza, From Here Now contributor WAMU, visited a school in Washington, D.C. to see how it's coping with the changes.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be
thy name. At St. Thomas More School in Washington, students walk to their classrooms after the morning prayer in perfect silence. They pass inspirational Bible verses painted on brightly colored walls and signs that say, "Jesus is my hero." Lisa Williams' kindergarten class of 12 5-year-olds are sorting out crayons by color.
I found the word red.
Red.
What are the letters?
R-E-D.
Very good.
She gently talks to a boy named Jamie who isn't listening.
And do you know what sins are? What are sins?
Bad behavior.
Bad behavior. And do we try to do good behavior or bad behavior?
Good behavior.
Yes.
Williams isn't Catholic, but she wanted to be able to explicitly live out her Christian beliefs.
I love that we can put God as the center in the classroom, caring for others, giving to those who need more than you, and just really being Christ-like.
St. Thomas More is located in one of the poorest parts of the nation's capital and in many ways reflects the broader challenges Catholic schools all over the country are facing. At the turn of the century, these schools were built to serve European immigrants settling in cities in the Northeast and Midwest. Brother Robert Bimonti is president of the National Catholic Educational Association.
They brought their faith with them. In many cases, that was all they had to bring with them was their faith. And so those schools and parishes were built in the urban areas.
But as immigrants grew wealthier, they moved to the suburbs. More recently, parishioners have withheld donations because of the church's sex abuse scandals or because they're paying off their own college debts. There's also increasingly more competition from public charter schools. At the same time, schools' costs were going up. Father James O'Keefe is a professor of education at Boston College. He says nuns and priests used to teach for free.
In the mid-60s, probably 90% of people working in Catholic schools were members of religious communities. As of last year, 1.9% are members of religious communities.
This means tuition has steadily increased, making it unaffordable for many. Meanwhile, teachers at schools like St. Thomas More say professional development has been cut and they would love to have more technology, but they accept the challenges. Larry Jones is the athletic director here.
No matter how great a job you're doing, if finances dictate that it's not feasible to keep a school open, that's what you deal with. We're concerned about that every year. But again, then we draw back on that faith. The faith of a mustard seed keeps things going.
Virginia Holly teaches elementary school children here how to read and write. In this classroom, the renowned Catholic school discipline is as robust as ever. In one corner of her classroom, she has what she calls a religion corner. There's a crucifix and a statue of Mary next to flashcards taped to the wall.
So I see, like, you've got a word wall with Bible, candles, altar.
Like, C is for creator.
Holly isn't Catholic, but says she wants children to know God is everywhere.
I never send them to the principal's office. They come over here. They have to come to this corner and write a reflection. What classroom rule did you break? Why did you break that rule? What can you do differently to correct your behavior?
And you think that's more scary?
They think so. We put the fear of God in them.
The majority of Catholic schools across the country have adapted the National Common Core standards, meaning they follow the new, more rigorous guidelines of what children should be able to do at each grade level. But they use texts in line with Catholic teachings, even though in many urban schools, including St. Thomas More, the majority of children are not Catholic. 10-year-old Joelle Beatty is one of them. She's been to several traditional and charter public schools where she was the smartest and the goodest kid in class. But
it was terrible. The students will push you and don't say sorry. If the teacher says sit down, they say no. And that was not good.
Joelle says she feels smart and safe at St. Thomas More.
At the last schools, the teacher had to focus too much on the kids that weren't listening, so they couldn't focus on teaching the class. But this school, the kids listen.
Even though a couple dozen Catholic schools were built last year across the nation, 88 closed. That's a loss of 35,000 children. Today, fewer than 2 million children are educated in Catholic schools. That's down from a peak of 5 million in the 1960s. Again, Robert Bimonti, head of the National Catholic Educational Association.
The system is right-sizing itself. Last year was the smallest drop in enrollment we've seen since 2000. And if there is another drop this year, I'm hoping that it will be even smaller.
Many Catholic schools have also started innovating. Some have developed networks of schools where they share administrators to keep costs down. Others have students work one day a week to help pay for their tuition. And Catholic universities are partnering with schools to help provide professional development and fundraising. Whether all these efforts will work is still unclear, but school leaders at St. Thomas More say they're trying their best to keep the faith. For Here and Now, I'm Kavita Cardoza in Washington.